Our next story is about a different sort of challenge, though it still involves finding better ways to use our natural resources. 16-year-old Elif Bilgin from Istanbul, Turkey, wanted to find an alternative to traditional petroleum-based plastic production. She came up with a way to develop a bioplastic from, get this, discarded banana peels. Her project won a 2013 Science in Action Award and a $50,000 prize from Scientific American. So, Elif, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the program. How'd you come up with this idea, taking bananas and turning them into bioplastic?
I read a paper about how to make bioplastic out of potatoes and the starch that was extracted from that. And I thought maybe I could find another substance that I could use to make the plastic, which was not something we consume every day, but actually we throw away everything. And the banana peel was a really good example for that.
So how do you do it? How do you take this banana peel and get the starch out of it and turn it into plastic?
I actually just take the banana peel and then dip it into a special solution, which has some chemicals in it. It's called a sodium metabisulfite solution. And then I boil the banana peels and then actually mash them into some sort of a puree or paste. And then I take 25 milliliters of this paste, add sodium hydroxide and hydrochloric acid, and also glycerin, and then I bake it and it becomes plastic.
And you did this like in your mom's kitchen or something?
I did part of it in my mom's kitchen, part of it at a laboratory, and well, that was it.
And like any good scientist, you had to experience the disappointment of trial and error, but you finally landed on a formula that lasts for a while. Can you take banana plastic and turn it into an everyday item, for example, a plastic water bottle? Are you there yet?
I didn't try with water bottles, but I actually insulated a copper cable.
Wow.
And also, if you bake it into a mold, it can be actually used in the making of cosmetic prostheses.
And how long does this plastic last? Because I know some plastics, they get a little brittle after a while, they fall apart. What's the duration on your plastic?
I'm not sure exactly because it's a funny story. I didn't think that I was going to be chosen, so I threw the plastics away after like 3 months. So I'm not really sure, but it stays intact for a long time.
Right. It lasted long enough for you to get the prize from Scientific American. You know, just the other day, I was wondering about plastics. I wonder about things like that and was really surprised to find out that plastics actually predate mass fossil fuel use by centuries. Like even in the Middle Ages, they were making plastics out of bioproteins like blood and egg yolks. So are you reclaiming the plastics of years past?
Well, we polluted the earth long enough, and I think we should go back to the old way so we can actually reclaim a part of it.
So you won $50,000 for this. What are you going to do with the prize money?
I'm not sure, but my main focus will be to further develop my project.
Keep on working with banana peel plastics, bioplastics?
Yeah.
Elif, I'm just curious how a 16-year-old young woman got into experimenting with plastics when I'm sure a lot of other people around you are more interested in who the latest pop star is and
yeah,
where Justin Bieber's flying next.
Yeah. Well, I really love science, and I've been attending a school for gifted students for the last 6 years, and they support you a lot and encourage you to do scientific research. And I've been in that program for 6 years, and I've been very interested in science.
What do you think the big oil companies will have to say about banana peel plastics?
Oh, my. I'm not sure.
16-year-old Elif Bilgin from Istanbul, who's won the 2013 Science in Action Award. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.